Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I'm glad we got a good week. I'm glad we got two games last night to get you closer to your Friday night showdown. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Man, this is the greatest job on the planet, dude. To come in, to wake up every morning, to come in here, to sit down in front of this microphone, get to vent with the middays with Marcus Maben family, the U of L fan base, to an extent, even though some of y'all on Twitter are just terrible people. Just terrible people. but when it comes to sports and all that, man, this is the best.
Think about this, Steve.
I couldn't imagine wanting to be on here and not be on here. Like, it's awesome.
That's a fact.
I know.
Think about this, Steve. Brian is in space right now.
Yeah. No, I'm listening. I'm in deep thought.
I was like,
you were in a complete I want to know exactly what you were thinking about right at that time. Tell me now, Brian, and be honest. What were you just thinking about?
What was I actually thinking about?
Yes.
I was thinking about a waiver wire claim in my fantasy football league.
Yeah, people, you know how it is when you catch somebody like just staring, and they are so many universes away from
So what'd you guys say?
Right. Okay, but here.
No, that was awesome.
This is what I was going to say to you, Steve. Think about this.
Yeah.
You were kind of teasing me one time.
Yep.
You were kind of pulling a joke about reading my college bio. Mm-hmm. Remember when you did that on air?
Yep.
And it was totally unscripted.
No, yeah, it was awesome.
And do you remember what I aspired to be one day?
What was it? Man, I was trying to think of what we were laughing at.
Listen, no, I'll say I won't even make it that difficult. Steve read that one day I want to be a therapist. I want to provide therapy.
I was thinking it had something to do with reading or something.
Be cool.
Listen, when I was 18, no.
Don't you kind of do it already?
That's the point, Brian. That's exactly the point. Like, I am literally became a therapist. From when I was 18, this is what I wanted to do.
That's great, man.
So, yeah. I mean, it all comes together, man.
No, it really does. It really does. Yeah, it all works together, and that's what we get to do daily. So, it's awesome. Life is good.
Talking to a lot of the callers, that's one of the first things they usually say is, man, you know, this is great therapy today. You know, like after a loss or after a tough weekend or whatever, everybody's like, man, I really needed this show today. It really got me up and going.
Although it is kind of unfortunate that in most need of therapy, like people wait until they have pain to get to the therapy part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like somebody who wants to be a doctor has to, you know, wait. Like somebody has to come and have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times. Before you become
what was Drew and them doing on the show this morning? I'm reading these texts. I'm not going to read them on the air, but I didn't get to hear this morning really anything.
Sounds like they.
My God.
Listen, they're the reason people come here for therapy.
These texts are intense, man.
Just keep on spending your morning pissing everybody off, and then they'll come here for therapy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Speaking of therapy, my God. Hilaire, Skip Valdez, Skip, can you couldn't get me 10 points between the both of you?
See, I didn't get to watch any football last night.
10 points between the both of you. I mean, Thank God I just...
My fantasy was rough this weekend.
Thank God I just... I got...
Was it?
I got Bob Valvano.
The league that I'm in with you is... I'm doing awful.
Just, rough fantasy.
Just get Bob Valvano in. Take it, Bob.
Yeah.
Take it.
Did you do that?
Of course I wasted Bob Valvano. Like,
really?
Are you kidding me?
That's bad.
Like,
because he's got all Giants?
No.
Did he do that this year?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
To you, I may personally make a joke about having to sign a certain guy out of love for, you know, out of fandom.
Yeah.
But what we don't do, Brian, is, I just draft these kind of guys. It's just no.
Well, that was Bob's reputation when he was in our league last time.
But you had jokes about the lineup I drafted, and Steve, I couldn't have put a lineup in there that would have lost to Bob.
When did you pick the lines?
See, that was kind of, that. Here's the problem. See, now I will say this.
Probably round five. Look, round five in a 15 round draft.
I'm in three leagues.
I don't got time for anybody to be getting points off my lines. Like, no, you can't have it.
Well, unfortunately, listen, here's the thing. I'm in three leagues. I usually only do two, but me and Brian did that extra one this year. My father-in-law put together. And it goes about like this. In the ESPN league, I'm terrible. I haven't won a game yet. Yeah, just the worst team I've ever had. My league, I'm about middle of the pack in the league me and Brian are in together. My dynasty league, I'm really good. Mm. I'm 3-1. Like, yeah. And that's my big money. Like, that's my big money.
You always kind of have that one league you pay a little bit more attention to.
Yeah, that's my one that I really lock into. And you know why I have to credit being so good this year?
Don't listen.
I have Satan leading my squad.
I know.
Aaron Lucifer Rodgers himself. And that dude... is just on fire.
He's a monster.
Good Lord.
He's a monster.
He didn't have anybody to throw the ball to last night. Still throws three touchdowns.
But see, here's the thing.
And I did draft in my rookie draft a young man named CeeDee Lamb. What did he have? Let me look. 25. Five catches, 79 yards, two touchdowns.
I watched the Green Bay game, right?
And that's where I was getting to, because I didn't get to really watch any football last night. So.
I watched the Green Bay game, and as Aaron Rodgers is just toying. Listen, he was toying with the sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Atlanta Falcons specific.
Yeah.
He was toying with the sport of football, right?
Yeah.
He was spry. Oh, but he did a little leg buckle, man. It's just like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I hope he's okay with that one. But here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers, last night, I'm watching him, and I'm watching him dominate the game. And I'm not going to do this early, because this is way too early for that. But we did it a lot yesterday, and the whole time I'm watching, I'm thinking, quarterback competition opened up. And Aaron Rodgers is playing like an animal.
Yeah.
And he's playing. So the MVP of that Green Bay team is the first round quarterback.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Love.
Justin Love. Justin Love. Yeah.
Jordan Love.
Yeah, Jordan.
Listen, putting him on that team and in that locker room and just making it uncomfortable is, you cannot tell me that opening up that competition. You know, and let's be honest. You get a guy in the first round, it's an open competition.
Sure.
You think it rejuvenated Aaron Rodgers?
I 100% think it did. And
that's a good point.
And I was just thinking about Malik. I was thinking about making him uncomfortable. Maybe just the talk, maybe the buzz. I know he feels it. I hope the coaches put some competition vibe in him.
Yeah.
You know, like a snap count, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Actually, the snap count might be the way to go, because then you could get by with playing another quarterback saying, oh, we're limiting Malik, but we're actually putting some pressure on him too by getting another quarterback in the game.
Oh, no. Yeah, even in practice. We're going to look at some other things.
Yeah.
We're going to look at some, you know, even if I got to put Tutu Atwell at some Wildcat, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we're gonna mix it up. You know, like I say, you look at Cleveland, you know, just they found ways to change the offense. you're going to have to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, point being.
I mean, no, listen, I get it. I mean, and that's what you saw there. And I think all this week, I think that's a good way to kind of, and last week, I say all this week because last week was a bye week, but all this time in between the Pittsburgh game, maybe that's what we're kind of calling for. Maybe that's what it was, hey, let's just make sure that there's some uncomfortableness here to what we're doing. And because, again, the more I go back and watch, the more I'm like, okay, listen. I know it's silly to say because, I mean, well, he's done for 300 yards a couple times, but I went from after Pitt, I was like, look, it just got to be a change. You got to change. Look, there's no way he can start against Georgia Tech to where I'm like, Steve, chill out. Like, he starts against Georgia Tech. Yeah, I mean, obviously. You go there. You go that direction. But, yeah, I hope there's some kind of competition, man.
I cannot believe, like, and again, the phone, we'll open up the phone lines. 8150, 919. The YouTube channel is rolling. Click subscribe. The YouTube channel is made for the Ville. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, I always put the links before the show so you can go right to them. But I cannot believe how often I waver on the quarterback situation. So much so, of course, I was watching Notre Dame, Louisville from last year. And then I was reminding myself, Puma lost his job to an injury.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget he could have got better. You know, he could have got better. He can throw a football. He can sit in the pocket. He's strong, you know. He knows what he's doing. You send me a little Puma pass Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, with a little
Yeah. Well, I'm curious though. We haven't heard anything about him. I mean, do we have confirmation he's at practice? Like, I mean, is he with us? I don't know. I mean, I assume he is.
Okay, assuming he is.
Yeah.
Is he, assuming he is, you're still out on a Puma Pass resurgence? If
I don't want to be.
Let me just ask you this. Steve Rummage is the coach, right?
Yeah.
Malik has to go out of town, you know.
Okay.
He can't make it to the game.
Yeah.
Whatever issue, you know.
Right.
He has to go out of town. He can't be here for the Georgia game.
Yeah, okay.
Does Steve run out Puma, Evan, or T-Web? Coach Steve, like, yeah. This is you. I need this game. I need to save our season with one game. All three of these guys have been practicing. All three have equal amount of snaps. All three of them are available for Georgia Tech. You need this one game.
Yeah.
Who do you play?
Well, I know the
8150-939, 3831-939 is the text line. Wait, Brian, who do you pick?
Who, me first?
Yeah.
See, I like T-Webb the most out of that group, but then again, that goes back to the thing we were talking about yesterday where if you make the switch to T-Webb, you're pretty much done with.
Take that out.
So you're just saying.
I'm saying one game. Malik is not available. You need to win against Georgia Tech to save your ACC season. Brian Hall is the coach. Who do you send out there to take snap number one?
If I need the win, I'm probably just going to go with the safe bet and go Evan Conley. Conley is a guy that. Because if you're going for the win, you're between Conley and Pass. You're just trying to get the one start, get the win. You go with the more veteran quarterback who has experience because you have a must-win, quote-unquote, right. Situation. But I like T-Webb the most as far as the three quarterbacks. But, again, like I said, and I know you're talking about a different scenario, but I feel like you go to Webb, you're kind of struggle to go back to Malik because – Webb's your quarterback of the future. You put Conley or Pass in, you can get by with starting them for one game and then going back to Malik. I'd say Evan Conley.
Well, I'll tell you where I would go. And I don't disagree with what Brian's saying necessarily, but I would play Pass. And the reason I would do Pass is because in the post you're talking about, you look at it, you go to the comment section. It's a lot of players. Like, and I'm like,
Say that clearer so people understand what
you're saying. Yeah.
Revisit what...
Juwan Pass, you know, you post...
when is this work going to pay off?
Yeah. Just different stuff. And when you go to the comments section, there's Des Fitzpatrick, there's Justin Marshall, there's Jordan Travis from down in Florida State, who's now starting, it looks like. You know, but I mean, you see these names. I do think, for whatever reason, and I'm not in the locker room, mm-hmm. I think Pass has maybe the most respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, does that make sense? Like, I think these guys know he can play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they know what's happened to him, you know, mm-hmm. over his career. You get the last year with Bobby.
Carried the Bobby year.
Yeah, I mean, Pass really is the one. Outside of Bobby, Pass is the one that's carried that the most. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was you.
The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wasn't past the captain last year.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I would go. That's where I would go. Yeah, absolutely. I think the team would play hardest for him.
I think it's no question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to, you know, step on anybody's points, but when I thought about that, I'm looking at him and I'm like, that's still Puma Pass, you know, like yes, he fumbled the ball, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, he had a turnover too. If put it this way, if Malik comes out and starts the whole game against Notre Dame, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't a better quarterback at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So are we just assuming? And here's the problem. Is where you crashed, or this is where we crashed yesterday, Steve. And I mean, mentally we crashed because we were saying, how much improvement has Malik showed between his moments from last year? And we were struggling with the conversation.
Sure.
We know he knows more. But outside of, like, you realize Puma wasn't injured the entire year, you know what I'm saying? So he was still improved, you know, or he was still practicing and,
people were pumped after the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
For Pass.
Yes.
I mean, and what did he do in EKU? Brian, will you pull up his stat line real quick in EKU?
That's the one he got hurt, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he threw for a ton of yards, but I think he had like 4 touchdowns or something like that. Somebody said short-term Puma if you're making a long-term change. Take Weber Conley. I'm fair with that. Says this year it's a make or break. I originally, which by the way, we're going to talk about something on the basketball side in the second half.
Third long pass, gave a peek downfield.
Sorry, that's a Juwan Pass highlight.
That's okay.
Notre Dame game, he was 12 for 27 for 134 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, but he added 16 rushes for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But he did have what, the 2 fumbles or 3 fumbles?
Against Eastern?
No.
This is the
Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. Okay.
Yeah, so
now we go to Eastern Kentucky. He was 12 of 19 for 196 yards, 63% completion rate, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 4 rushes for 37 yards.
I mean, you know, like, that's...
What did Malik have against Western Kentucky this year? Like, he just read 12, what is it, 12 for 19? Look, Eastern Kentucky game, the last game, 12 for 19, 200 yards, what, 4 touchdowns and an interception?
All right, so in the WKU game.
This year?
Malik, which at the time was McHale, went 19 for 34 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and added 12 rushes for 24 yards and a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
That was this year. Was that this year, Brian?
Yeah.
That was WKU this year.
Think Malik would have did that? I mean, do you think Puma would have did that?
I don't know.
His stats in the Miami game weren't bad either. In the Miami game, he was 26 of 36 for 307 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
Texter, 6'5", 5'7". What do you hate about Puma? Tell me what do you hate about Puma? Just text that in while you hit the phone lines. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
Marcus, you talking about being a service? I've been needing a service ever since I became a Louisville fan.
I'm listening.
But last night, I watched Game Field of Evan Conley, Puma Pass, and Malik Cunningham. And I can tell the many seconds they hold the ball. Out of all three of them, Evan Conley don't hold the ball way too long like Juwan Pass and Malik Cunningham does. I know Malik's going to probably start the game, but if he's holding that ball more than 7 to 8 seconds, you got to go with Evan Conley because he's going to get to a receiver in a heartbeat. And plus, you got if Luke got 10, you got to go through too early in the game. You got to find a way to get him the ball because when he gets the ball, he makes up passes.
No, listen, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. See, here's the thing. I asked that question. Notice how all these are not tangible problems.
Right.
Right? The yips is what the texter says. Yeah. That's what he hates about Puma Pass. Are you talking about the yips with Bobby Petrino's 2-10 year? Like, if we're holding him to yips that year, that's tough. That's tough judgment. Another texter says, He overblown, never lived up to the hype. What can I do about that? If I'm better than Malik Cunningham, but they said I was supposed to be the second coming, are you holding that against him? That he's not as good as everybody said he is, but he's still good. And when you talk about staying in the pocket. Let's remember, Steve. How many people did he stiff arm which bought that extra second for that drag route across the middle, right?
Yeah.
He's legit 6'4.5", 6'5". He was strong 6'4". He didn't go down easy. He bought himself more time in the pocket by being big and strong. And just allowing that extra second for time to develop. Let's just not write this, you know, like let's not get revisionist. You know how I see it. I always make sure people don't lump in a bad emotion
or
a cross section and make that his whole career. You always go back to the Duke dunk with my basketball player. You said he didn't do anything until the end of the year.
Wayne.
Yeah. Like, supposed to be hype, you know. You didn't do it. No, he could play.
Yeah.
He could play.
Yeah, Wayne Blackshear played for Louisville for 4 years. Went to a Final Four, won a national started on the national championship team.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the sayings about him?
Yeah, people are like, well, I mean, the last month of his senior year, he played decent. No, he was a good player. No,
say that again.
Yeah,
I mean, the last month of his senior year, he finally played. He finally started.
Like he wasn't a bad player. I mean, he was. You know, like come on. I will say this conversation though is more of not necessarily saying that another guy should start over Cunningham. I think there's competition there, though.
Right.
For Cunningham to have to
I'm not
sharpen up.
Yeah, I'm not sticking Puma Pass in the lineup, but I'm saying Puma Pass is a viable option to, I would not be surprised if there were three bad drives and you saw Puma jog out there on that court.
Right.
And he's from Georgia.
Let me add another thing, too. And it's like, are we overreacting a little bit to Cunningham? Because the two games before the Pittsburgh game, his QB rating was 165 and 163. You go to Pass, and he never had a rating that high, ever. In his whole season that he started and didn't. And then the start of the last year. Also, something to consider is you look at the sacks. So in the Pittsburgh game, we had seven. He got sacked seven times. Mm-hmm. In a previous game, he had never been sacked more than three. Mm-hmm. And so, and pass has never really been sacked more than five, it looks like. So, I guess my point is when we look at Juwan Pass, I think the problem with Juwan Pass is he never got to where we wanted passing wise. I think he can run the ball just as well as Cunningham. He can run the ball just as well as Cunningham because when you look at the Notre Dame game that we all thought, hey, Pass had a coming out party. Yeah, he passed for 134 yards for the whole game and had a completion percentage of 44%. The reason we liked him so much is because he had 67 rushing yards with two touchdowns.
He can pull it and take off. Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Now, do I think he's as fast as Cunningham, maybe? No.
No, not straight line, but he can run.
But I think he can run. I'm just going to kind of rapid these texts because I want to hear what people are saying, you know, with this. The only thing I don't like about Puma is that progression across the field seems to a little slow.
Let me rapid fire answer. Response. Your progression is Bobby Petrino progression.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you saw of him. You only saw him for two games of Coach Satterfield.
Can we all at least agree it wasn't pathetic? His first two games against Satterfield. Somebody right now just went, all right, fumbled three times. He sucked. Okay. Well, I mean.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
That wasn't, you know, but yeah. I mean, like, we all thought, hey, he's moving in the right direction.
This is Notre Dame. This is 3 months into Satterfield's tenure. He marched out there up and down the field. Like I said, he had a careless thing. He's not a careless football player.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, don't lump it all in. So I'll just say this. Okay, to that text. Did you click away from it?
No.
That was Bobby Petrino's progression thing. When Satterfield got here, it's one read. It's one quick read or one side of the field. That's what Satterfield changed Malik Cunningham's approach to. Two reads, let the ball go. Either the out route or the long route, you know?
How about this? Just got a text from somebody who we trust, their mm-hmm. football mind, that would know our offense pretty well. Quarterback really doesn't go through progressions in Satterfield's offense. Which is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with Bobby's, you do.
Right.
Yeah.
You're looking deep left, deep right, drag route, and the dump out of the running back. You kidding me?
Yeah.
So that's what you... Yeah, just your D in astrophysics.
Yeah.
Well, I got an A in science. I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
No, I got a D in astrophysics. Does not mean you're smart. Look, no. In your science class, I think I'd get an A.
Yeah.
Right? That's what the coaching, you know, the quarterback room, the difference is in, and also in the most dysfunctional year in the history of Division I football.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Let me do some other stats here.
No, okay. You're fine.
Hold on, because I want to fire these off real quick.
Okay.
Accuracy.
Yeah.
That's the stat I was going to give you.
Okay,
Juwan Pass is a career 62% completion,
mm-hmm.
and Juwan Pass is a 55% completion.
I think you said pass twice there.
Pass was... 55 and Malik is 62.
Okay.
In totally different offense.
Yeah.
Now, here's one more stat for you. Mikael Cunningham, career, has 30 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions to Juwan Pass's 14 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
It's definitely not good.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's definitely not good. But I'm still saying,
yeah,
this is a 2-10 year.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. That you are fighting that,
year. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the emotion of Puma dragging you through that year, and then.
Well, we couldn't play Malik that year either. I mean, you do remember that,
right?
Yeah, I mean, we were pulling walk-ons out there at quarterback. We were like, look, this is we were watching Virginia going, if Malik Cunningham plays one more snap, I'll never watch the football team again. They put Puma Pass in the game, you know, and he was okay for a couple drives, mm-hmm. but, you know.
But, yeah, again, just remember you only saw Puma Pass for two games under Satterfield.
Yeah.
And then Cunningham has a 166 QB rating for his career, and Pass has a 116.
Now, listen,
sounds about right.
Yeah. We're talking about entirely different structured teams.
Yeah, because Pass's numbers would look insanely different, too, right. if he played all last
that's
year.
That's the only point I'm making.
And was he going to lose his spot? I don't know. It says Pass just never looked good being a consistent thrower.
Okay, does Malik?
No.
Does Malik look good at being Texter? You ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
Does Malik look good and look like a consistent thrower? I'm not using this debate to downgrade Malik, or it's not even really a debate. It's shaping our opinion on Pass.
Yeah.
Comparing our opinions on Malik and Pass and the dynamic of Satterfield's offense.
Let me tell you something else. Juwan Pass has only had two games where he's thrown for over 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Malik's done it twice this year.
Mm.
Do you think Puma would do that if he were the starter on this team?
I went through his starting stats from 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, because the receiving core is better.
Yeah, and the offense is better. The coach is better. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
This offense is, like I said, it's just a different, entirely different thing.
Yeah.
So when I ask this question, when I keep asking this question, what do you think? Do you think his numbers would be comparable?
Yeah. Yeah, if he had played all last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have better passing numbers? And
We had to pull Malik at points last year. Like, we do remember that, right? Like, so I'm not being totally crazy here, but I mean, like, there were moments where we were like, we have to get him out of the game and get somebody else in the game.
You guys have convinced me, though, that I think Pass would be the start in the Georgia Tech game if Cunningham weren't able to play. To go back to your original question.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I think I have moved Pass ahead of Conley through this conversation.
Anytime you start looking at the numbers, it says.
Yeah, I'm not doing numbers. I'm saying my eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My eyeballs tell me Puma Pass can run this. You know, I've seen him run this offense
mm-hmm.
against Notre Dame.
It's a good text. So why didn't Pass win the job in the offseason?
Because Malik did win 8 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did run the offense for the biggest turnaround in college football history.
And you do remember the shock and deep breath that was taken when the coach said, well, Malik's 1 and Puma's 1A. Like, you remember how everybody was like, oh, what? You know, it was like, yeah, they are still pretty close. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, another kind of funny stat that I saw as I'm sitting here analyzing is when you look at last year, there was only one game that Cunningham threw more than 20 passes.
Sounds about right.
That one of those stats that had Puma throwing 37 times
mm-hmm.
in a Bobby Petrino offense. Mm-hmm. Like, you were just throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, talking to...
He threw for quite a bit against Notre Dame last year, but we were playing from behind. Yeah.
So it was mandatory.
Yeah.
Hit the mail. Okay.
Look how much Malik improved with Ponce. Why couldn't Pass improve that much as well? I agree with that. Do y'all realize Malik was the starter last season before he got hurt in camp? That's the only reason Puma started against Notre Dame.
See, I don't think he was a starter. I think they were saying he was looking really good, you know, and he was showing.
Yeah, I don't think it was announced.
Right.
Maybe when you look back at film, Pass can't hit a 10-yard slant or out. I like the kid. I disagree with that. And I think Puma's got the best deep ball on the team.
And what did we spend?
Fade route.
What did we spend yesterday complaining about intermediate game with Malik?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I go back to the Malik Cunningham stat where I said that he's only had one game where he passed more than 20 times last season. Mm-hmm. So then I went back to the year that Pass was the starting quarterback. He only had three games that he had less than 25 pass attempts.
Oh, no. Okay, that was the 2 and 10 year, right?
Yeah, because he had some games where he passed it 54 times, 45, 35, 31, 39. God.
Good Lord.
And Malik has only had one game where he's passed it over 20.
How many times did Pass throw the ball in the Virginia game?
The year before?
Two and 10 year.
He might have got pulled that game because he only had 19 attempts for 100 yards.
No, he didn't come in until almost the second half. That was my point.
Yeah, 19 pass attempts.
So he would have thrown the ball 40 sometimes in that game. Jesus.
We had 54 pass attempts against Wake Forest, 45 against Florida State, 35 against Georgia Tech.
What game did he throw 54 times? 40 times against 39 times against Alabama.
Bobby is just like, bro, we gonna throw this ball.
Sling it.
So here's the stats from last year. We threw the ball 11 times against Kentucky, 20 against Syracuse, 20 against NC State, 18 against Miami, 10 versus Virginia, 11 versus Clemson, only 6 times against Wake, 18 versus Boston College, 27 against Florida State, 14 against Western.
So you would have pulled.
Well, the Wake now, that was Evan Conley played too.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are just Malik's stats, right?
Those are Malik's.
Okay, cool.
From last season.
Okay. Because a few of those are like, I was like, man, that's really low.
His biggest passing game was against Florida State where he was 16 for 27 for 286 yards. He did not have a 300-yard passing game last year. That was his highest passing game.
Okay. And we ran the ball a ton. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. But the point is, bring Puma's passing numbers down to that, and I think things would be different.
Where guys are wide open.
Yeah. Somebody says, I'd love to see Pass. He deserves a shot. I mean, I think I agree with that. I think a lot of people wouldn't mind seeing that story. All he right, can't.
So here's the set you're looking for. So even when Juwan Pass had that many pass attempts in the season, he only passed for 1,960 yards for the year. So that was on 300 pass attempts for the year.
Yeah.
Last year, Mikael Cunningham only had 156, which is half of that, and he had 1,800 passing.
Yeah.
It's only about 150 yards less and 150 less attempts.
And seeing that's what I'm saying. The offense, the difference in the offense, I think you look at Puma's numbers, you would go, wow, that's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And from year to year, you know, in that, somebody says he can't throw the deep ball. I disagree. I think Puma can throw the deep ball. I wish I could bring somebody like Des Fitzpatrick on here and go, who throws a better fade route? What do you think he would say? I know what he would say. Juwan Pass has
it. It would be Puma.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to your question again, and I'm going to say T. Webb now.
Okay. Okay. All three of them.
Honestly, if it's just one game, I want to see what I have. You know, I want to see what I have in here. Throw him out there and see what he's got.
You have to win the game. Yeah, this is not
Javian Hawkins and Hassan Hall are going to have a big day.
This is not experimental time. We have to win this game to save the season. I don't think I'd throw
it's pass.
Freshman T. It's Webb pass, out for there.
Sure. Yeah, I would say.
Your job was on the line.
Juwan Pass hasn't had the weapons, the now developed weapons that Cunningham has. Tutu, get better. Let's see. T. Webb Heisman campaign starts this week.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right, Dexter. I like that. Is Pass not practicing with the team? If he is, he better be playing. Coach said is not in position right now to not play the best available.
Listen, Malik is fine, people. So I'm not.
I like this.
For those of you joining us late.
I like this text.
Hit the text, and we got to cut to a quick break.
You want T-Webb's senior stats?
Oh, I know what his senior stats are.
65 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, 6,190 yards passing.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Apologies for the late break. We kind of got caught up in the conversation. Steve, somebody made a point as we were headed into the commercial break. What was that point that we added to Juwan Pass's resume?
He had six games in the rain.
He did have some monsoon games.
That's true.
So, are we going to address this, or are we just going to act like this isn't happening?
It's up to you all.
What? I mean,
it's up to Marcus, actually.
The Satterfield sound?
No. Just Marcus. Are we just going to ignore the fact that Marcus walked right in there, grabbed a Miller Lite out of the fridge? Don't know whose it is. Walked back in here, went and started drinking it.
Who is going to be missing? Who is going to miss a Miller Lite?
Well, somebody, because it wasn't in there this morning.
Really?
Yeah. So somebody.
But who brings just a beer and sits it in there like, I have this for after work?
Yeah, somebody. Well, yeah.
Somebody just brought it in.
Somebody is going to be so disappointed.
It's ice cold, too.
It is.
Is there only one in there?
Yes. So it was like somebody was like, this is my Miller Lite.
My post work.
Look, Pat had a great interview in there just now. He was taping some stuff.
Who drank my beer?
He's probably like, man, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to pop this open.
Yeah, dude, I'll replace your Miller.
My gosh.
I'll get you a 40.
You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Okay, are we putting a wrap on the Puma Pass part of the conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your ending thoughts?
I think it's just something to keep an eye on. I mean, my point is, and our whole
outside
point
of the concern that we haven't heard much conversation about Puma Pass.
Yeah, I know, but I think what needs to be known is that there is competition behind. Or here's what we're talking about. We're hoping there's competition behind Malik. And I think that's why today, we had a Puma Pass conversation yesterday, or when we've talked Conley, we've talked Webb, and it's almost like not that we're really saying Cunningham's not the starting quarterback,
right?
But that you hope there's competition behind him. So if something happens where what I've saw against Pitt or Miami, where it's like, man, we just can't get the ball down the field. You know, he's not throwing it. He's not doing this. Because I am going to stick with that.
You would be panicked to see Puma Pass.
Yeah, iron sharpens iron, Texter. I mean, exactly. That's what you want to know. Because if not, then I start to worry.
But you guys were right on by bringing this up by the Packers, because the Packers are the kings of doing this. I mean, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre just waiting, and then Jordan Love's now waiting behind him. But like you said, it creates that competition in practice, and it makes that starting quarterback know, I have to play good because there's somebody nipping at my heels if not.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man.
Just going kind of over a couple of the YouTube channel lines, Chris says, I'm saying they definitely know how to evaluate talent. Puma had Nick Petrino as a QB coach, and we saw how that and Bobby Staff worked out during a 2-10 season, coming behind Lamar too.
Yeah,
and Puma Pass was following up Lamar.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean that was one of the toughest spots in the world.
Sounds
be
like y'all been drinking, dude. Bama and Auburn have had two good QBs in 20 years.
Yeah, but they.
They're awesome.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, if I've got what they've got everywhere else, I'm like, dude, I don't, look, we're never having a conversation about the quarterback. We're literally, there's times they look at their quarterbacks. I imagine sports radio in Tuscaloosa sometimes goes, oh, yeah, and then Mac Jones just, hey, don't screw up this week. Yeah, we're fine. Just get the ball. Hey, just fling it out there to Smith or Waddle. I mean, you know, it's like, don't be completely pathetic. See, we're not in a position we can do that. We need the quarterback to play well. And here's the thing. I just can't have Malik in a game like Pittsburgh all year where I go, man, we just can't score. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And feel like there's legitimately no other option. Because if it is...
No, because some of those times
I'm taking 2 or 3 wins off my total.
Some of those
total.
Times he jogged out there, man, it was you were frustrated. Mm-hmm. You were frustrated.
Because I still think Louisville's going to end with 7, 8, 9 wins. I mean, maybe not 9. Maybe 9, though. Maybe 9. Look, I mean.
No, it's only 10 games, right?
Yeah. You'd have to beat Notre Dame.
We've already lost 2.
Yeah.
10 games. Oh, bowl game?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm. No, we play 11 games.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
we only had
no,
10.
No, we play 11.
Oh, we're not the SEC.
Yeah, no. So, I was counting bowl game too. So I was saying they finished with 9 wins, including their bowl game. But I mean, they can.
But the biggest thing you think that'll stop that is the offensive line or Malik.
No, listen. I'm sorry, and this is one where I'll just die on this hill, and I'm okay with it. But I've went back and watched more and more, and the O-line is not incredible, okay? So I'm not trying to say that. So that's not the argument I'm making. But some of these problems, man, I'm sorry, my eyes are just telling me it's quarterback. And I know what the stats say. I mean, Brian, I read the stats. I mean, I know what he's done. But my eyeballs watching this film over and over again go, he's just not – He's second. I don't know if it's he's second guessing himself. I don't know.
How much better is this O line than the 2-10 O line?
I mean, that line had Becton. So they had the best player. I mean, they're.
It's almost like what good is Becton if you're throwing the ball 50? Yeah.
Times? I mean, yeah, they should be better. I would imagine.
No, I'm just comparing.
See, it's tough. I don't like doing 2-10 years though, because I'm like last 3 or 4 games.
I know it's not even a representative.
You're done. You're done. Yeah, it's like, dude, it's over. I mean, so but I mean, I feel like the line needs to get better. I think Coach Ledford's working on that. Coach Ledford talked about that. He talked about some young guys. You know, he said that they're trying to get in. They're doing some different things. But I'm just my eyeballs tell me. Look, there was time there to throw.
We're gonna talk about some of the things Satterfield said. Some of those things raised your eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things sped up your heart rate. Some of those things made you wonder what's next, made you a little curious about what the product on the field is going to look like. We'll be breaking a lot of more of that down on the next hour. Middays with Marcus Maben rolling along on 939 The Ville.